Hundreds of pilgrims and scholars from different countries attended the one-day conference in Mecca. Representative of Iran's leader in Hajj affairs, Ayatollah Mohammadi Reishahri, addressing the crowd, said, "Any compromise with Israel is a mirage.
Any compromise with Israel is a failed solution to restore the rights of the Palestinian nation."
The conference was also attended by representatives from Hezbollah and Hamas. Hamas official Ahmad Halabi called for further support behind Islamic resistance and media assistance in condemning Israel for its ongoing atrocities in occupied Palestine.
Islamic resistance in Lebanon proved that the Israeli army is vulnerable and resistance can stand against the aggression of Israel.
If Muslims join hands and liberate Palestine from the hands of Israel, it will be the best cause of unity among Muslims.
As Israel's atrocity against Palestinians is increasing on a daily basis, Muslims consider the issue of Palestine as the main concern of the Islamic world.
There are no what we call cruelty in the world as it happened in Palestine. Not only because it is a Muslim country, but in the name of the justice, everywhere in the world, Palestine is the worst scenario. Then the issue of Palestine cannot be confined among the Muslim only, but the Muslim have to bring all the world to come together and liberate the Palestine.
We should join hands because they are Muslims and they need us. And they are there alone. And while the Muslims world should work against the evil of the countries which one goes against the Islam.
Meanwhile, pilgrims and scholars attending this conference criticized the West for its silence toward the atrocities of Israel against Palestinians.
Participants at this conference believe that the efforts of Palestinians will one day bear fruit and their land will be liberated. But until then, hopes should be kept alive. Salman Kujuri, Press TV, Mecca.